Katsushika Hokusai, The Ghost of Kohada Koheiji, Matthew Welch.
As you look at this print by Katsushika Hokusai of this skeleton, you have to imagine a time before television, before radio, before the internet, before electricity, when particularly in the summertime in Japan, you know, fun activities really took place after hours. That is, it was ungodly hot during the day and humid. It's an island country surrounded by water. It has a long rainy season. And then after the rain stops, the weather becomes tremendously hot. And so what people begin to do is organize their day around activities at night after the sun sets. So they might have a picnic out in the country. They might go to a restaurant that has a temporary platform built out over the water. They might commission a barge to take them out on a river to cool. Suffice it to say that lots of activities went on once the sun set. And one of the popular activities or pastimes during the Edo period was getting together with a group of friends for a kind of drinking party, but wherein everyone would tell a ghost story. Hokusai created this series. It's just a group of five prints, but it's called the Hyaku Monogatari, the 100 Ghost Tales. And so you have to imagine that this group of friends might get together and they would light 100 candles or 100 tapers. And then one by one, each of them would tell a ghost story. And at the end of the story, they would put out one of the candles. And the idea being then at the end of it all, when the last ghost story is told, they would extinguish the final taper and all of these apparitions would then appear. And so a couple things took place. Well, this was great fun. And of course, the more you drank, the more you believed the ghost stories. But the other thing was there's a kind of chilling quality to this. Imagine a terribly hot night without air conditioning and yet feeling like you're slightly chilled from the terrible and ghastly tales that are being recounted.
Press the green button to hear about the 100 Ghost Stories experience.